The Praxis Unico Conference Podcast 2016 are brought to you by Foresters, clear direction for IP. Session 1, Development of the Knowledge Exchange Framework, Professor Trevor McMillan, Keele University.
Great, thank you very much indeed. And good morning. It's a great pleasure to be here. As you've just heard, I'm currently Vice Chancellor at Keele University. A few months ago, HEFSI invited me to take on the title of KE Framework Champion. Fundamentally, it's around making sure that there is an HE voice within the concept and the conceptualization of that knowledge exchange framework, whether you call it a framework, a performance framework. I'm actually quite keen on the idea that we should call it an excellence framework, since the work that we've already been doing shows that the sector really does embrace a huge amount of excellence in this whole complete arena. As part of that, though, we've set up a small group in the last few months to look specifically at technology transfer and its good practice. So the questions that we were trying to ask ourselves was something around how do we actually compare with other countries in terms of commercializing IP? Something I was very keen to look at was what actually motivates the different players in the whole landscape of technology transfer. And then finally, are there any improvements that we can start to suggest at one level? The whole comparison with other countries is a fascinating one. And many of you know a lot about what happens in different places around the world, and in particular, perhaps a little bit tired of everything being compared directly with Stanford and MIT. If we're not doing as well as them, then can we be any good whatsoever? But we're very grateful to Kathy Koo from Stanford and also some input from MIT in terms of their evaluation of their systems and their systems as might be applied to the UK. And there's a very, very clear conclusion from these sorts of comparisons. And that is, don't, for goodness sake, try to compare yourselves with MIT and Stanford. And that's very, very clear. It's very clear that even within the US system, that they stand out as being very different. And the explanation of that is actually very, very clear. If you're sitting in Stanford as a university, you don't have to put any university effort into facilitating any IP transfer in any sort of way. You send your academics across the road, and there's people over the road in Silicon Valley that will help them. Likewise, in MIT, that same sort of ecosystem that's around them. And one of the key conclusions, I think, from the group, which might sound very, very obvious, is that actually the performance of any one university or any one sector or any one country actually depends very much about the broad ecosystem that universities are working in, and not just about the performance of that individual university in isolation. And that's a very clear thing that comes through. So one of the certainly higher level recommendations that will come out of the group is that actually we have to think very, very carefully about that overall ecosystem and how that works, and not just around these individual activities from individual universities. Nevertheless, you can't stop yourself comparing one country with another, having said all of that. But if you start looking at some of the other parameters and actually benchmark them against the money that has gone into the system, ours compares very well. And you can look at a number of parameters that basically come to the conclusion that whether or not the whole world is doing IP transfer, technology transfer, as well as they could be, actually we're no worse than anywhere else. And in fact, one of the messages that has come through quite a lot is that actually the US is looking as much to the UK for how to do things as the UK is looking across to America for individual ideas. So we do compare very, very well indeed. So is there anything that we should be doing better? Well, we're still haven't sort of quite firmed up on a lot of the ideas. But actually, the first conclusion I would say is what I've already said, that actually we're pretty good at this game, that actually certainly we're comparable to other countries. We shouldn't kick ourselves too much around this. But what is also absolutely true is that one size doesn't fit all. That's true whether you're comparing countries, that's true whether you're comparing different ecosystems, it's true whether you're comparing different universities. It would be absolutely daft to compare my university, Keele, where we haven't got engineering, we haven't got a big pharmacology, daft to compare us with what Imperial are doing in the middle of London or Oxford or Cambridge or whatever else. But what government can absolutely rightly expect is that whatever we are doing, we're absolutely doing it well, and that we're doing high quality work in whatever aspect of this knowledge exchange framework is that we're choosing to do. And at that, I'll stop. Thank you very much.